Last weekend I had my old pal Tom Nitsch here from Germany. Tom and I go back a very long way. We met in the Baltic. Seems like donkeys years ago, but it was probably 25 years. I was sailing on my pilot cutter and he was sailing on his beautiful Seefahrtskreuzer, an Abeking and Rasmussen spectacular of a classic yacht. And we rafted up in the islands down there in southern Norway, and we had such a great time together. We swore we'd meet again, and we never did for 10 years. And then Tom needed somebody to make commentaries for his movies. Tom is a filmmaker. He makes wonderful art movies about classic yachts, about classic yacht regattas, and also these days about super yachts as well. And it's the super yachts, really, where we come into this blog, because Tom and I have been making movies about classics for many, many years, and we've done the Neolag, we've done most of the great classic restorations that have happened in Europe. But we've also, as I mentioned, become involved with super yachts. And the film that has just happened, I say we, really, Tom makes the movie and I write and deliver the commentary. And Tom turned up this time with a movie about a motor yacht called Topaz. Now, this is no ordinary motor yacht. This is... it's a galaxy of a vessel, really. I mean, she is 6,500 tons. She's 160 metres long, nearly. Completely unimaginable what's on board. No pennies have been spared. The vessel is perfect. And amazingly, Lürssen in Bremen have built her in 2 years, on time. And I can't say whether she was on budget or not, because we lesser mortals don't talk about money when it comes to that sort of thing. But it is an amazing achievement for Lürssen. And a great achievement for Tom as well. He's made a fabulous movie. But I'm sorry to say it won't be on general release, because the owner, who is a private sort of chap, I think wants to keep it for himself. And I think Lürssen also will have a few copies. But that's it. Now, the whole business of super yachting raises a great question, doesn't it? It's very easy, if you're a citizen of the greater world, to write it all off and say, this is elitist rubbish. We can't really be spending money and talent on this sort of thing in times of such austerity. Well, it's not for me to say, but there is another point of view. And the other point of view is that once launched and in commission, a vessel like this will employ huge numbers of people as permanent crew. The maintenance will involve all sorts of people. Building the vessel has fed up to 200, 300 families while it's been going on. So actually, you could say that what's happening is a piece of frippery and an indulgence. And in a sense, it would be arguable, but for the owner, perhaps it might be. But I'm absolutely thrilled with these owners that they put money into such worthwhile projects and support so many people while they're doing it. It's a genuine piece of industry. So fair dues there, I say. Now then, on the other end of the scale, completely, on Sunday... if you haven't already seen it, I can't imagine you haven't, because the thing has been repeated so many times, but my old television series, Boatyard, is coming out as a sort of marathon on Quest on Sunday afternoon. At 1300, that's 1 o'clock in the afternoon in old money, I'm going to be on there. If you need a change from the rugby, I should switch over when the match is finished and get stuck into Boatyard, or at least put the recorder on and get it down there, because they're great little programmes. There's 5 solid hours there of me trattling around and talking to guys who are repairing boats. Some of these projects are impossible, and yet they all get there. There's a boat with a jet drive, a motorboat that a chap bought in an auction for 200 quid. There's a lovely vintage yacht that a chef owns, which he's found an awful lot of rot in. And is he disheartened? Well, he is, really, but he cracks on and gets a result. A very brave performance. And there are all sorts of other wonderful vessels as well. I'm there throughout, encouraging, telling the lads the facts of life, and just marvelling, really, at what they managed to achieve. And this is the other end of the scale completely. Nobody is privileged. I do a great piece to camera in front of a derelict power station. It's standing in the middle of a dog track in North Yorkshire about one of these projects, and the chap is putting it together with bits he gets out of his back garden, which is virtually a scrapyard of machinery. They're great fun. They've been hugely popular. I can't believe, actually, none of the channels have made another series of this, because it's been repeated. I get more emails about it than anything else. It's still going on. So there you go. Two ends of the spectrum, that's my life. It's like rain and sunshine and night and darkness. But I don't know which is which, really. There's so much light and humanity comes rolling out of the boatyard programmes that it lifts your heart. Well, There's my telephone, so I'd better go. See you next time.